The high cost of treatment for kidney disease is preventing many patients from seeking medical attention, leading to their death. This is against the background that cases of renal failure are on the rise in Ghana, with the youth being the most affected. According to a kidney specialist at Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Dr. Charlotte Osafo, 2 to 3 new cases are recorded every week. However, most of these patients cannot afford the treatment. As the world marks Kidney Day, Radio Ghana's Doreen Ampofu delves into the problems associated with kidney treatment in Ghana and how patients cope with little or no support from government.
For many of us, certain diseases and defects seem remote even when the victims are seen or heard on television, radio and newspapers asking for financial support to treat their ailment. The notion is that it can never happen to us. But have you ever stopped to think what you would do if you had to live with a disease such as hole in heart, tumor, cancer or kidney failure for the rest of your life? The thought that without the support of a machine, you could die and leave your loved ones at any time. One of such diseases which is often not heard about is kidney or renal failure. This is a medical condition where the kidneys fail to filter toxins and waste products from the blood. This condition, if not controlled and managed properly, can lead to the death of the patient within weeks. But despite all these life-threatening conditions, Ebenezer Naughty is one patient who has survived this condition from birth. He's now 22 years and tells us how he has been coping.
It's been a very difficult experience, especially the financial aspect of it. It's only God that is taking us through. Sometimes people are even afraid to hang around with you. But if you tell them what you are going through, they think you are different from them, but you are not different. It's just that it has happened. We have to put ourselves in this.
For you, as a student, they were told you had the disease.
I have this history of urinary problem from birth. So when I realized the symptoms, I almost got crazy. I was feeling like, yeah, I'm not part of the world. It's not any normal. You have only one disease, but you suffer from many things. That's the way it is. From the beginning, you feel very uncomfortable.
Unlike the developed countries where the disease affects people in their 60s and 70s, reported cases in Ghana seem to affect people between 20 and 50 years, a situation which is worrying. Dr. Charlotte Osafo is a kidney specialist at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital and the president of the Kidney Foundation of Ghana. She tells us more about kidney failure.
Kidney diseases are caused by different things. So the commonest ones worldwide is diabetes, hypertension that is not controlled, infections, illicit use of drugs, buying over-the-counter drugs, chronic use of painkillers, and then some people too are just born with it. They are not eating. When tiredness begins to set in, swollen feet, swellings around the eyes, generalized swelling, difficulty in breathing, abdominal pain, diarrhea, coughing up blood or vomiting blood, then it means that it's advanced.
In 2010, 2,191 cases were reported. Last year, the number increased to 2,681 cases, an increase of 496. Despite the increasing number of kidney cases reported in hospitals in Ghana, only a few people are on dialysis. A dialysis patient at the renal unit of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital spends an average of 33,600 Ghana cedis per year to stay alive. Dr. Charlotte Osafo says in a bid to reduce costs, the unit is seeking to reuse artificial dialysis.
If you had to have treatment like dialysis, which is not the actual treatment for kidney failure, it is just something to support you to keep you alive, then it is quite expensive. Each time you come on dialysis, you pay 140 Ghana cedis per session. And you are supposed to do a minimum of three times a week. And this is aside the medications and injections and other things that you need to buy.
And are people able to afford it?
Well, most people cannot. And that is the reason why we really desire that we want to go the way of ensuring that dialysis becomes affordable to people. And the only way we can do that is to reuse the artificial dialysis that they are using.
The other alternative treatment, which is regarded as the best, is a kidney transplant. However, this process is fraught with difficulties. Apart from the cost, there is no qualified surgeon and a legal framework to facilitate kidney transplants.
Transplant is not cheap. If you're looking at really, really costing for everything that has to be used for the transplant, then we are looking at around $40,000 to $50,000. One of our major setbacks has been a legal framework to support us. Because of this limitation of this legal framework, we are unable to do transplants like other people would do in other countries where they use dead people's kidneys and things like that. Because in countries where transplantation has been taking place, a lot of people have been doing all sorts of illegal things. At the moment, the ones that we are doing, we get people from outside to come and help us.
So does that mean there is no other person to do the transplant?
No, at the moment, no.
But ask some of the patients how they have been able to cope and the price they have had to pay to stay alive.
Every day people are coming to do it. Tomorrow you will see them. If they have the chance, then they try to overtake. And we are rather suffering. Every week one will go away. At times, 1 month, somebody will go away. Since I came here 9 months now, a lot of people pass away.
They said before they could start anything, I need to deposit 5,000 Ghana cedis.
That feature was by Doreen Ampo.